I got involved really at we seen an advert in the local press asking for local people who to be trained to a certain standard to answer 999 calls in the event that the local ambulance service was not available. And after about 18 months, we got a crew together. We trained on defibrillation and CPR and all the sort of what they call BLS. It's basic life support. And we took it from there. And we've gradually, over the years, built it up to the crew we've got today.
And how rewarding is the work then?
It's extremely rewarding in that the fact that we save lives and we also give people the chance, you know, to enhance their life, and also the people that possibly wouldn't have had that chance get the chance to be, as I say, be alive today, you know.
And I dare say you don't do it for this kind of accolade, but what does it mean when people do take the time to recognise the sacrifice and the time you put into this?
Well, it's like tonight, and you see all these wonderful people, and you know, I'm really just overwhelmed that people have nominated me, and also, you know, the people at large, the public, will stop you and thank you so much and give you all the, you know, the satisfaction of being helping and like, you know.
That's wonderful. How long have you been doing it?
14 years.
14 years. And so, yeah, what exactly does your job entail?
Well, my job entails being the coordinator of the Inverurian District First Response Unit, is making sure that we have people trained to a certain standard, keep up a certain standard, as regard the national guidelines, and also have a rota system where we have everyone dedicate, if you like, to at nights. Each night people dedicate their free time and coordinate all that and keep everyone trained up and also be part of the group.
And how vital would you say it is? I mean, if you weren't doing this, would the emergency services, I guess they would have to, but would they be able to cope as well as you have?
I think it would be a very, very important, integral part now of the Scottish Ambulance Service. It's been identified that we save lives. As I said earlier, we give the people a chance to, you know, be to survive, and also the people who have perhaps have had a really serious incident in their life, we can make them at least given a chance to some sort of recovery. And it's vital. It's a vital part, because today, you can't have an ambulance in every corner of every street, and we fill that void until an ambulance service comes or a medical professional.